policy perks. Talk about a win-win. And two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
ISIS is now getting pounded from the air in Libya. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with details from Washington.
The president has authorized these strikes.
The U.S. leading some airstrikes on an ISIS stronghold in Libya. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook confirms it, saying Libya's UN-backed government requested the strikes.
Prime Minister al-Sarraj, the head of the GNA, announced that he had specifically requested these strikes as part of the GNA's campaign to defeat ISIL in Libya.
Those airstrikes focusing on the city of Sirte, it's the first time the U.S. has struck ISIS targets inside Libya. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
At least five people are dead and many more injured in an early morning tour bus crash in California's Central Valley.
The vehicle was traveling northbound 99 when it made a turning movement and then collided with a pole.
That's California Highway Patrol spokesman Moises Onchores, who says the bus was heading from Southern California to Sacramento. There were about 30 people on board. This is USA Radio News.
The storks are bringing me a baby brother. We can do this together.
All right, let's go.
Storks know how to keep kids safe. Do you?
What?
Oh, my gosh, you don't know.
I know.
You don't. Oh, man, you laugh when you're uncomfortable.
No.
Making sure your child is in the right car seat is one of the steps to safer travel.
I will rock this.
You will rock this.
To know for sure that your child is in the right car seat for their age and size, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Cool, cool, cool. Very cool, very cool.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
A recovery fund for injured San Diego police officer Wade Irwin has raised $16,000 so far. Jason Capadonia reports.
The money is expected to go towards his medical expenses, including a surgery that saved his life after getting shot on Thursday night. Irwin is expected to make a full recovery, and he told Chief Shelley Zimmerman that he's anxious to get back on the job. Irwin and Officer Jonathan DeGuzman were in the middle of a field stop in Southcrest when they were shot multiple times in the chest. DeGuzman later died at the hospital, and his memorial service is planned for later this week. Jason Campidonia, NBC News Radio, San Diego.
A New York lawmaker says the feds are too slow to order bad foods off supermarket shelves. Reporter Mitch Leiby tells us Senator Chuck Schumer wants the FDA to correct the situation.
Calling it a recipe for disaster, Senator Chuck Schumer says the public deserves to have better protection from contaminated foods.
When you go to the supermarket, you want to know the stuff you pick off the shelf is safe.
Which, he says, is not necessarily the case. Schumer wants the FDA to conduct a top-to-bottom review of the process with an eye towards speeding things up. Something, he says, could save lives. Mitch Levy, NBC News Radio, New York.
The happiest place on earth could soon track every move you make. Disney says it has a new patent for a new technology that could track visitors by way of their shoes and feet. Disney says it could be used to create a, quote, customized guest experience. This is USA Radio News. I'm Russ Jones.
Hi, and this is Joe Peters with Real Estate Matters. We're going to get started in a few minutes, but before we do, what I'm going to do is play a few of our sponsored commercials, go through the weather, and then we're going to get into what happened in real estate in the last 30 days. Joe Peters with Weichert Realtors. Can't even say my own name. That's how bad it is. And I'll be back to you in about 2 minutes.
Good morning, Hunnan. This is Big C coming to you from HunnanChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunnan County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunnan kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through vitamin C, wake-up call, and chamber chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunnan County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20.
20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Tony Clark, Parent Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, and if that last guy sounded a lot like me, there's really good reason. My name is Joe Peters. I'm with Weichert in Clinton. I cover all of Hunterdon and all of Somerset County and areas that it touches, and I do residential real estate. I like to say I help people achieve their goals and dreams, and I do that from a real estate perspective. Before we get started, they've asked me to give you a little bit about what's going on weather-wise. Right now it's 76. Because it's overcast, it really hasn't even got into the 80s today. And looking forward, I see temperatures all starting with an 8, like 82, 84, 86, 89, 86, 84, all the way through Sunday, Monday. Good news, we're out of that heat wave. We broke it. It's gone. I guess that rain that we had changed things up. Doesn't look like we're going to get a lot of rain in the next few days, but it does look like we're going to have variable cloudiness, and that should help give us what we've got, that comfortable cloud cover that makes it a little more comfortable to be outside, but maybe still a little bit of humid. So it is August 2nd, and I passed a sign that said $1.83 for gasoline today, which I thought was a bright sign, but my better half said she was over towards Bound Brook and she saw something in the $1.70 category. So I guess the oil prices are coming down just in time for summer vacation. We're going to be gone for the next 2 weeks, and looking forward to seeing a little bit of Canada and sort of cashing in on the fuel prices being a little lower. So, what's happening real estate wise? The first thing I can say that's happening is the summer rush is just about over. The summer rush I define, and different people call it different things, as try to get your kids into school so that you want to close in a month of June, July, August. Now you can no longer buy a house on August 2nd and get the kids into school anymore. So somewhere about 30 days ago, that dream ended, and it doesn't mean the market's over. We're going to have a really brisk fall the way things are looking. But for right now, things have slowed down a little on the buy side, but we still had a pretty active month. For the month just ending, and that was ending the end of July, we had 159 properties sold. That's all agents, all agencies, and we're just talking about residential in Hunterdon County. 159 sold. The month before, we had 173, so it dropped a little. And a month before that, if I remember right, it was something like 202. By the way, if you'd like to see these statistics or get onto my mailing list for my email newsletter, jpeters.com, that's my name, jpeters.com, and you'll see all of these statistics under monthly market updates, and you'll see a place there where you can sign up to get them emailed to you. But you could always go back at any point and take a look at them. So, we sold 159 properties. That's not bad. We have a very, what I would say, strong customer confidence out there. I question where it's coming from. I think, in effect, some of the statistics are going to go over to unemployment haven't hit the press really yet, and maybe they'll correct themselves. But employment-wise, we're not having a really good year, but customer confidence is there. And if you're looking to sell a house, the time could not be better. And if you're looking to buy the house, the time could not be better. You're never going to get your realtor to say that times are bad, but look at it from the selling viewpoint. We've got a shortage of inventory, especially in the freeze and fours, which where the millennials and the second-time buyers are buying. And what I like to say, it's really hard to find the right house. They go the day they come on down in those price points. You get above 5, it's going to be more difficult to sell your house. You get above 6, it's almost impossible. We only sold 5 houses last month, all agents, all agencies, from 600,000 and up. And one was over a million. And I always say there's a market up there in the over a million. But we sold one over a million. Somerset County sold 19 over a million. So the market is more active the further east you go, closer to New York. It's always driven our market out here. So if you look at the 6 to a million, 701,000 to a million, 4 sold, I sold one of them. That means of all the other agents out there, only 3 others were sold. And if you're sitting in that those price points, it's a rude awakening. We're not finding the market for the upper end like we used to. But I got to tell you, in the last 2 months, I've sold 3 in that price point, And it's not like the market is dead. You just have a very, very, very picky market. And secondly, you have a lot of competition from houses that used to be $1.2 million that are now $700,000 and $800,000. And if you're not pricing yours to sell, in effect, you're going to be there for a while because there's a lot to choose from. I'm going to talk about all of this in a little more detail. As I always do, I try to give you a picture of what's normal. What's normal is 4 to 6 months supply of inventory. And right now, in Hunterdon County, we're sitting with 7 months supply. So we're just a little above what I term as normal. If it's below 4 months, we're starting to see multiple offers. And if it's above 6 months, we're at 7, you're starting to see pressure on pricing. Now, it's not just the price point for the whole county. It's the price point within the community within your county, because some communities do better than others. For instance, if you look at Raritan, Reddington, and Clinton Township, they do about 50-plus percent of all of our business. And that's the reason for that is that this is where people want to live. They did 45% for the last month, but they're typically above 50. And that bumps into Reddington. I should say Reddington, Raritan, and Clinton bump into Bridgewater, Branchburg, Hillsboro, a little bit of Warren and Franklin. That's where people want to live in Somerset County. So those contiguous areas in both counties, right down County Line Road, is the sweet spot. That's where people want to live. And when you look at Somerset County, 50-plus percent of their business happens right there. That's my market in those towns that I mentioned. And I do all of Hunterdon and all of Somerset, but I try to focus, as I used to say, I rob banks because that's where the money is. I sort of sell because that's where the people are buying in those areas. If we take a look at average days on market, let's talk a minute about how month supply is calculated so that we're all clear. If you have 10 houses for sale and 2 sold in the last 30 days, and we just look at the last 30 days, it doesn't mean they've completed the closing yet, but they've gone under contract. Then you divide the 2 into the 10, and you have a 5-month supply. That would be right in the middle of normal. So in a lot of instances, if I take a look at the price point that is just above 7, we have 79 houses and 1 sold. Guess what that means? 79 months supply, if you have a house priced in the $700,000 range. That sort of sounds abnormal, and maybe we have what I call an anomaly. It's just not a normal number. But if I look at the 8s, we have a 20-month supply. If I look at the 9s, we have a 30-month supply. If I look at a million and up, we have almost a 90-month supply. So I'm going to tell you, things drop off rather steeply once you go past $600,000. If you're in the $500,000 range, we have a 7-month supply. If you're in the $600,000, you also have a 7-month supply. If you get down into the 4s, it's a 5. Into the 3s, it's a 6-month supply. And into the 2s, the 3s, it's a 5-month supply. Looking at condos and townhouses, we've got about a 6-month supply. Looking at the over 55s, we don't sell a lot of them. Only did 3 last month. That's about a 6-month supply. So everything's pretty normal. And at 4 to 6, up into the 7s a little, until you get to 700,000. And 7 and above, you have 5 sales last month. All agents, all agencies, and I sold one of them. So I'm telling you, if you're up there, you've got a challenge. Your house has to be sparkling, shiny, and it's got to be priced to sell, or you're going to be sitting on it for a while. I do think the 79-month for the 700,000 range is an anomaly, but since the 8s and 9s are both in the 20s, then, in effect, that's probably a better number to be using. But a 20-month supply means it's going to take you, by the time you list it, sell it, and close on it, 2 years, because it takes 2 to 3 months once you get an offer to close on things. Our days on market is 83 days. That bumped up from 70-some last. So last month was just the end of that summer selling season, and this month is the start of what's left of the year, which is a fall selling season, and we do have an active season in the fall. It's more of a trade-up buyer season than a family moving into the area and trying to get the kids into school season. 76% of all of our sales were under $500,000. So 3/4 of all buyers, 1 out of every 4 houses is above $500,000. 3 out of 4 is below $500,000. That leaves us 24%. And of the 24%, most of that happens in the 5 to 6 range, in the 6 to 7 range. We had a total of 18 sales in the 5 to 6 and a total of 15 in the 6 to 7. But once you get to 7 to 8s, it's 1, it's 2 in the 8s, it's 1 in the 9s, it's 1 in the millions. It's reality. It's getting tougher and tougher to sell. And you may ask why. And the answer is we don't have the jobs to support that price of housing like we used to. People are considering, do they really want the bucolic nature of Hunterdon County for the commute that they have to trade off in order to get it? A lot of people that live out here do not commute back to New York. I would say the under five are the people that are commuting, but some still do. And they're going to look more towards Somerset County or to the east. And as a result, we're losing out in that market. Taking a look at the towns, it shows a much different picture. Some towns, I think the worst town we've got right now is Delaware Township. We have 55 houses for sale, 2 sold. That gives us a 27.5-month supply. That's tough. I mean, that's over 2 years at those rates. But next month they could sell 6 and it would only be an 18-month supply, but it's still going to be a tough number. If you look at Clinton, the town of Clinton, 5-month supply. Clinton Township, 5-month supply. Raritan Township, 5-month supply. Reddington Township, 5-month supply. In Raritan Township, we had 162 houses for sale, and we sold 32 of them last month. That's a 5-month supply. That's normal. It's right down the middle. It's like hitting a home run. That's where you want to be. And we have 8 different areas that either had no sale or only 1 sale. So out of our 26 different municipal areas, 3 had no sales at all last month. Califon, Lebanon Borough, and Stockton. And 5 had only 1 or 2 sales last month. Bloomsbury, Delaware Township, East Amwell, Milford, and West Amwell. And at the same time, you had Clinton Township with 21 sales, Raritan with 32, and Reddington with 18. Those guys added up to 45%. Our average price for a house being sold in Hunterdon County last month was $387,000. That's lower than it used to be. We used to be up into the 440s, roughly. So we're looking at prices coming down a little on what's being sold because we're out there looking for values in those 3s and 4 areas. The average listing last month was $470,000. So you say, how can we list a house for $470,000 and only sell it for $370,000, roughly $387,000? That gives you a 17% difference. The answer is the ones that are getting listed now are going to sell 2 or 3 months from now and will be a higher market at that point in time. But it is a reality. The business is under $500,000. If you're over $500,000, you've got to have a crystal clear understanding of what the market is all about and deal with an agent who can help you come through that quagmire. Now, we could sell a lot more houses if we had a lot more inventory. And where we don't have the inventory is in the threes and fours, in the areas that are very popular. So you could say, well, how come we don't have the inventory there? We're down 30%+ in those two areas, and there's 2 reasons for it. One is a lot of people, and I would say 1 out of every 14 houses right now in New Jersey is 90 days or more behind in their payments. They're starting the short sale and foreclosure process. Once you miss your third month, the bank files paperwork against you. It's called a lose pendant or libel suit pending. It's a cloud or a lien against your property. And it sort of announces to the world that you're having some difficulties. You may still make payments 3 months late, and they may not bother you for a while, but eventually when they get rid of the bigger fish that they're frying, they're going to get around to you, and it'll either go into a short sale process or foreclosure if we can't settle it via short sale. So that's one reason. I said there were 2. The second reason that we are short of inventory is a lot of people are just underwater. They bought the house between 2005 and 2010, and let's use a round number example. They paid $400 for the house. They took out a $380 mortgage, 5% down, and the house is still only $350. So in order to sell it and trade up or trade down or trade sideways or do anything, they've got to bring $30,000 to the table. They don't have it. Who has $30,000 that they can bring to the closing table? Not a lot of people that I know anyway. And as a result, those houses aren't coming on the market. What are they doing? They're waiting for the market to appreciate. And at some point in time, it will get above the free 80 that they owe. And at that point in time, they will sell and they'll either trade up or trade down or trade sideways. So if you'd like to take a look at what this means to you in your particular situation, so it's not only the price point, but it's the town, give me a call. Joe Peters, 908-238-0118. If I'm not already talking to another customer, you'll probably be surprised I'll pick up on a first or second ring. I'm not pushy. I try to be informative. I try to be a resource to you and help you understand what's happening in the county and also understand what your options are. Once again, Joe Peters, I help people achieve their goals and dreams. And I want to talk a little bit about where we're at on Somerset County, our sister county, because if you go in just one county, things get a lot better. And remember I said we sold 159 properties here? Well, we sold 419 in Somerset County. Now, Somerset County has about 275,000 people. We have about 125,000 people. So they've got, I wouldn't say a third, but they've got about, you know, we're about 40% of what they are. And they also listed 481 properties. So they've got more of a 5-month supply right down the middle where we have a 7-month supply. They're right on course. Their prices aren't going up. They're not going down. But once again, if you look at the price points throughout Somerset County, you're going to find that the higher the price, the more trouble they're having getting month supply where it needs to be, and then there's some pressure on the pricing. They sort of drop off after 800, or we're dropping off after 600. Now, why is that? If you take a look at a house in Hunterdon County and you look at a house that's similar to it in Somerset County, you're probably going to pay 18 to 20% more in Somerset County. Or to say it backwards, you're going to pay 18% less in Hunterdon County. Why is that? That's because people will pay more to be closer to New York. If they don't, they're going to commute a little bit more, and they're probably going to pay it anyway, so they might as well live closer and commute less, and that's the logic. Now, the other thing that happens in Somerset County is it's much more dense. Somerset County has a lot more people, and it has about the same acreage, and as a result, Somerset County is going to give you, for 18 or 20% less, about half the square footage of a lot that you would get in Hunterdon County. As a matter of fact, our lots in Hunterdon County are abundant, almost too big in some cases. Many of our towns have a 3-acre building minimum. Most houses in Hunterdon County are on lots that are over over an acre, many on 2, 3, 4 acres. 67% of the sales in Somerset County were under 500K. Where, if you'll remember, 76% here. So they're not as bad. And 28% were between 500 and a million, and that gives 5% over a million. So when you take 5% times 419, they had 19 sales over a million. They had between the 7, 8, and 9, 70 sales above $700,000, where we had 5. Totally different market. And it's a great market. They're both nice places to live. I'm on the board here in Somerset, the Chamber of Commerce, I should say, and I'm also involved in the Chamber of Commerce in this is Hunterdon, this is where I live. I'm also on it in Somerset County. I understand both counties very, very well. They're different. Where they meet, they're almost identical, and that's a long county line road. And if you went 1/4 mile on either side of County Line Road, you can tell which side of the road you're on. It looks identical. But the further west you go, the more and more acreage you get, the more cows and horses and rural it gets, more bucolic is the word we like to use, and it's a much more quality of life style of living in Hunterdon County. Can't say you don't have quality of life in Somerset County, but if you're looking for more elbow room, less neighbors, more horses and cows, you want Hunterdon County. The other thing we're seeing in Somerset County is a very same kind of thing. The further west you go, the higher the prices are. I should say the higher the month supply are. So if you looked at some of the areas like Bedminster, Bernards, Bound Brook, pretty cosmopolitan area, you're seeing 4 or 5 months supply. If you get out into the areas of, some of them are a little more depressed than others. Manville, 7 months supply. Montgomery Township, 5 months. I'll tell you, Montgomery, the areas surrounding it, just north of Princeton, where you get into Hillsboro, and in between Montgomery and Hillsboro is another area called Belmede. Those areas are red hot, especially the over fives. I've been down there and bid on a house in the sevens. First person to see it, gave them full price, and we got outbid. Three people outbid us by 9 o'clock at night. Different market than we're looking at here. So over there, their hot spots are Bernards Township, Bridgewater, Franklin, right north of New Brunswick, and Hillsboro. That consists of some 57%. And remember I said we had a price point of $387, their price point's $459. So they're listing houses at about $540, and they're looking at a 5 month supply where we are looking at a 7 month supply. Both great places to live. Where they touch, it looks the same. The further west you go, the more bucolic it gets, and people will pay for that, but they'll only pay for so much of it. I've transferred people into Hunterdon County, and they looked in Clinton Township, and they were looking in Alexandria, and they said, well, why do it looks the same? I'm saying it is the same. Once you get into the country, you're into the country. I can't say Clinton isn't a little more dense than Alexandria, but it's still very large lots. It's still very much in the country. And most people that come out will go to about Route 31 running north and south, 78 running east and west. It sort of puts a great big cross on us, crosshair on us. And they'll go Route 31 plus a mile or two. And that's about as far as they want to go. They just don't want to look any further because they just don't want to commute anymore. And it's country enough. It's still an easy commute back to wherever they have to go. Only about 5% of our people go all the way to New York City. But a lot of people go back to the corridor between Newark and New York City. And they just don't want to have to commute any further than they have. So what are the factors that are driving this market? That's what we're going to come back to. I'm going to give you one or two more paid commercials, and we will be right back.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HunterdonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business. One business.
Hey, this is Joe Peters once again with Weicker Realtors. Going through my real estate matters. It's the beginning of the month, so I'm going over the actual results for the month of July. I publish these on my site, jpeters.com. You can go to that site and you can find all of the statistics I'm going through under a section that's called Local Market Updates. I do one for Hunterdon and I do one for Somerset. And I try to, because my business is spaced across both counties, be informative and a resource to people. And at the same time, I try not to be pushy because people just don't buy from pushy people. I realize that, you realize that, and those who are going to show you free houses and say, have you made your mind up yet, are not going to get a sale, and that's not the way I work. So I want to go through, we went through the results, but I want to go through why the results are happening. And one of the reasons I think we're seeing the rush in buying power right now and a consumer confidence is interest rates. I mean, interest is down to 3.25. Depends on your credit, depends on your assets, depends on the longevity in your job. But if you've got good credit, good assets, and a decent job, and you've been there a while, 3.25% is unheard of. It hasn't ever been this low. It's a wonderful time to be buying a house, and that's what's pushing the market. If interest rates went up just a point to 4.25 by this time next year, you would lose 9% of your buying power. So let me say that backwards. If you can afford a $500,000 house at 3.25, you would only be able to afford a $455,000 house at 4.25. And if they go up to 5.25, it just gets worse and worse. So that's what's driving the market. If you're looking at a 15-year conventional, we're under 3%. And if you own a 5 to 7-year ARMs, we're around 2.75%. Lots of great combinations down there. We're going to talk a little bit later about what you need to get a mortgage today. The fear of rising interest rates and slowly rising prices, and especially the areas that we're selling a lot of houses in, the threes and fours where most of our demand is, driving people to make a decision. And we have a very active market with very confident buyers. Another factor, and the result there is self-evident. We were about 10% ahead of the same month last year, and we have 15% on a year-to-date basis over last year, most of it under 400. At the same time, the number of houses being offered in New Jersey has remained extremely low for those reasons I mentioned. A lot of people are in arrears, and a lot of people are underwater. But we're showing about, just in June, about 9% less than we had in June of last year, and it's currently 21,000 fewer houses, or minus 29%, than there was at our peak in 2011. So interest rates making it look attractive. Inventory is making it hard to find a house. But really what happens that compounds the whole thing is the job market. New Jersey's job market isn't what it could be. The nation in general is not having a good year. The Northeast is trailing the nation, and New Jersey is trailing the Northeast. So let's take a look at that in a little finer breakdown. On a national level, we reached full employment back in 2014. And in 2015, we actually had 2.7 million jobs added. And to date, this year, we've only about 1,030,000 added. So we are really, really falling short of what happened last year. At best, we might catch up, but it's not going to be any better. And it's forecasted that 2016 is forecasted to be more like 2,000,001 versus the 2,000,007 that we saw last year. That's a drop of about 25%. Should be noted that because we count things a little differently, these numbers are squirrely. It's not a Democratic or Republican thing. It doesn't matter who you like. But we count part-time jobs as full-time jobs. We count a person earning $130,000 last year who now can only earn $60,000 because that's the only kind of job. They still count them as employed. So they don't really mean what they look like they mean, but it's a good barometer to get started with. We increased jobs by 65,000 in 2015 in New Jersey. It was our best year ever. At that pace, we'll recover all of the jobs that we've lost about 3 years behind what the nation has done. But to date, we've only got about 83% of the people that were out of work back to work. However, we're showing a nice increase in June, and after 4 months of declines, we actually had almost 18,000 jobs added in June. but that totals on a six-month basis only about 20,000 jobs. So our employment is still on a tough side, and our unemployment is the highest in the nation. We're at 5.1%. Damn, I can remember it was 10%, so 5 to be high, but that nation in average is running at about 4.9%. Jobs aren't affecting the market just yet, but jobs are going to have a long term. If this doesn't correct, if this doesn't get better, I can see New Jersey falling back a little. Rental markets. A lot of those kids living with mom and dad while they got their back on their feet and got a job and built up some credit and saved the money are going out and starting new households. As a result, the rental market is blitzed. We're sitting out there with about a 3.4% vacancy rate, lowest it's ever been. It's actually gone down under 3 at one point, but it's extremely low. And as a result, they're having a tough time finding jobs, apartments at decent rates. The apartment rentals are up about 10%. And then the foreclosures, as I mentioned, we are still the worst state in the nation. We are showing this year that last year we had 77,000 filings. This year is a little bit better, but it looks like it's going to still be 73,000. A slight improvement, but the foreclosures are, in effect, giving us a little bit of inventory back in the short sale market in the areas where we're short of inventory. So it does help things out a little bit, but it doesn't help the poor people that are going through it. And the result is that, you know, people go out and they depend on both incomes. One gets cut back or gets laid off, and it's tough to make that biggest payment of the month, which is the house. And now that's how that happens. Recap, it's not been a normal year, either politically or from a real estate viewpoint. Yet we've seen a surge in home sales, especially in the sub-4 market, and I think it's going to continue. We also started to see people in their homes for 10 years or more start to trade out and either move up, move sideways, or downsize. For the last 5 to 10 years, they haven't moved at all, and they usually move every 7 years. That's a state statistic, and now it's coming up to 10 or 12 years before, but they're moving again because they've built some equity up again and they can afford to. Most effect on prices is in the under 4s. The over 5s are challenged. As I said, the net-net is either as a seller or a buyer. The time couldn't be better. As a buyer, you need the help of an experienced real estate agent to find the house that you're looking for. The ones that are clean go very quickly. And as a seller, you need to really understand what price point you should be at and how to meet the market that's out there. There is a market. We can sell houses, but putting it up at $50,000 more than it's really worth and seeing if it'll sell, you're only fooling yourself. You need to get into a market where you understand it a little bit better and can actually come back and price it to where it will sell and sell inside of 6 months so that you're not sitting out there. I want to talk a little about, in general, what we're seeing on a national basis as well. Everything I've mentioned to date has been more New Jersey. But on a national basis, we're seeing sales the best year ever. It's really a bright spot of the economy. If you look at the national employment numbers, and I'm just going to go back through this, and I'm not picking on any administration because we've done it on both sides. But we're saying that we put together an employment rate last year. Where'd the number go? That on a federal level, we put 2.7 million people to work. Last year, it's going to be 2.1 million this year. We need 250,000 people a month to go back to work. That just takes care of growth. People turning 23, the population's getting bigger. 250,000 a month. Times 12 months, that's a quarter of 12, that's 3 million people a year. We ain't even hitting that number. So these numbers are really not good numbers. And what we're seeing, that real estate is one of the brightest spots. It is because of the consumer confidence, because of the people now getting a little more money in their pocket, because we're seeing interest rates being at the rate they're at. Sales are up, but the economy is still down. Sales are up in real estate. And I can't say they aren't up in other discretionary areas like cars and electronics, but definitely up in real estate. Interest is 3.5%, and it's a half a point down just since January. It's just since January. That's an amazing number. 12 months from now, no matter what survey you look at, you're going to see that they're forecasting interest rates will be up by at least 1%. That means we're going to lose almost 10% of our buying power. And at the same time, prices in those popular points are going to come up 2 or 3%. We're talking about a 4% price rise in New Jersey. We've got 1% so far, and we're halfway through it. So I really don't think 4% is going to happen, but it's going to happen under the 4 mark, under 400,000. We are seeing competitive offers and prices going up. Over fives, we're seeing, got to sharpen the pencil a little, got to get the price down to where it's selling. I mean, if you took a look at the New Jersey numbers for Hunterdon County, and you just looked at the numbers that were five and above, you would, as I said, three quarters of our business is under five, 76%. We only sold 18 and 15, what is that, 28, 33, and another five. We only sold 38 houses. 38 houses over 500,000. We only sold five over 700,000. Those are tough numbers if you're trying to sell up in the above five area. The other thing that's happening at the same time is that the equity is building up. So people who couldn't sell before now can sell again. And they don't have to bring money to the table necessarily, or bring less money to the table, to the point where it's getting more and more attractive. So I got to tell you, I've got five, maybe six customers that I've dealt with over the last 12 to 14 years now in the process of selling their house and either moving up, moving down, moving sideways. They're doing something where I got to tell you also in the last 5 years, I haven't seen a lot of that. So the confidence is back. New Jersey, the equity in New Jersey, most people don't understand what their equity position is. They don't know that, in effect, in New Jersey, we have 32% of our customers have more equity than they think they have. And that's good news. If they sit down with a realtor who could price out their current house and could price out their what they're thinking about buying and take a look at it, they would see that, hey, you know what? I really can afford that. That's not a bad situation because they're underestimating what their current equity is. The other thing that we're seeing is people don't really understand, and I'm just looking for a statistic on that. It says that in New Jersey, 68% of our houses have significant equity in it, where only about 40% of them believe they do. There's a big opportunity. If you're thinking maybe I should get a fresh view on what my house is worth and whether or not I can make that dream, and that dream may not be buying another house. That may be cashing out and starting the small business. That's why they call it the American dream. Cashing out and paying off the kids' school debt so they don't have anything to worry about. They can get on. Cashing out and buying that retirement home while the prices are still down in those other areas. It's time to talk to a professional, understand what your current house would sell for, and putting together a plan, including financing, that will allow you to do this. What we're starting to see is the starter homes, the first and second time buyers, is building up. That's good news. And the government wants that to keep happening. As a matter of fact, they're supplementing it by buying down the interest rate to keep this going because it is the one bright spot. I don't care which side of the aisle you're on. It's good business sense to keep the interest rates down because if we start doing things real estate-wise, it rubs off on all the other industries that feed off of real estate and feed off of the people that are moving into the area, such as retail, construction, the trades, the restaurant business, the a little bit of the agriculture business, because we are a big we're 40% by acreage agriculture in Hunterdon County. So on the other side of the coin, I find that it's really interesting when you start to talk to people that they don't understand what's available to them. I mean, do you realize that if you're sitting in Hunterdon County, you can buy up to a $480,000 house with 0% down? It'll cost you a little more up front because there's a little bit of insurance you're going to pay. 0%. We can get you into a house with 0% down and 640 credit score, FICO score. Absurd, but it's happening. We're not moving backwards. We're just sharpening the pencil on certain opportunities so that we can take the people who might go out and rent an apartment and say to them, maybe it makes more sense to buy a house at this point in time. So what we're looking at are existing home prices are starting to slide at the upper end, but at the lower end are building up. Year-over-year percentage, we're actually seeing a good movement in both the country and New Jersey. And then on the seller demand, it's weak, but on the buyer demand, it's strong. The buyers are out there. The sellers, depending on where you're at, are having a good time because the people that are under four are selling almost immediately, and the people that are over five, and I got a couple of them, are throwing darts at the realtor thinking he's wrong, but they just don't want to realize it's getting tougher and tougher, and next year is going to be worse than this year. So there's four factors that we have to take a look at when a person is ready to buy a house. The first is down payment. Down payment, as I said, we can get into as low as zero, but most of our transactions are in at the 3 to 5%. People say, whoa, I thought I needed 10 or 20. You do, depending on what you want to buy, but we can get you in at 0 or 3 or 5%. And a good portion, maybe three quarters of our transactions are being done at the at least under 10% level. So depending on your situation and depending on the house you want, we can get you in a 0% down or at very worst 3% down or 5% down and really good mortgage rates. Then interest, 3.25%, I mean, that's for the very best, but so let's say you're not 3.25%, you're 3.5%, 3.75%. It's still better than it's ever been. So sit down with a real estate professional. If you'd like to talk to me, I'll give you my number again at the end of the show. Take a look at what you're going to have to do down payment-wise, interest-wise, and then where your FICO score is. I mean, there's three components to borrowing money, and one is having a job, two is how much you make in that job, and then three is your assets. You add those three together and you've got a pretty rosy picture, we can get you a loan. If the picture is not as rosy as it could be, you're probably still above that 640 mark, we can get you a loan. If you've really got bad credit, well, I don't know what to tell you. It's time to go talk to a debt counselor, and you can start doing that from a mortgage broker and get your credit in order so you can take advantage of this next year if it's still around. And then the last thing that we look at as we do a mortgage analysis on a person is a debt-to-income ratio. The mortgage companies will allow you to get all the way up to 50% under certain conditions, like an FHA or a veteran's loan. But in general, they'd like you to stay around 43% debt-to-income. Now, how does that work? That means, let's say you earn $10,000 a month. That's $120,000 a year. That's a pretty good salary for Hunterdon County. If you earn $10,000 a month, they want your mortgage and your interest and your anything associated with the house, taxes and insurance, to be under 32% of it. And they want another 11% to be the maximum other credit card type payments that you have. So they want a total of 43%. That's your debt to income ratio. So if you earn $10,000 and you're only spending $4,300, if we took a look at all the payments you make, including the proposed house that you want to buy, and it's only $4,300 out of $10,000, you're in pretty good shape. If it's $45,000, you still probably can get away. If you get above that, it depends. And a credit specialist would have to sit down to do with you. So your debt is two parts. It's one, how much you're going to spend on a house. That should be about 32%. And two, how much are you going to spend on the other areas? And that's called the back end ratio. And that is your car payment, some credit cards you might have, any indebtedness you have. Maybe there's an alimony or child support, you know, that kind of thing. And consider it out of the 10,000, you're probably only bringing home 7,000, and that gives you 70%. And they're going to lend you up to 43%. That gives you 43 to 70, some discretionary income to pay for the gasoline, to pay for the groceries, to have a vacation fund, to do some savings, to do all those other things you want to do. That's the way credit works. There's four parts to it. How much can you put down? What is the interest level you're going to get? What is your credit score? And then what is your debt-to-income ratio? I got to tell you, unless you're really in trouble, we can get you a mortgage. My name is Joe Peters. I'm with Weichert, based in Clinton. I do all of Hunterdon and all of Somerset, as I've been saying. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. I love helping people achieve their goals and dreams. And part of the goals and dreams sometime is selling a house they've been in for a long time and getting to the right size house. We call that sort of part of the aging in place. In other words, I may be in a right town, but I'm in a wrong house. Get you out of that two-floor colonial into a one-bedroom ranch or senior. A lot of times it's going into a 55-plus community where it's built for people who over the years are going to have less and less mobility and don't want to get into a situation where there's a lot of maintenance. We have that in Hunterdon County. And it's also in helping those first-time buyers out and those trade-up buyers. I do about six a year of people moving into the area, and I find they're typically nesters. They're having their first or maybe second child, and they want to get out of the counties that are a little more dense, have a little more crime, and they want the bucolic nature of Hunterdon County. And I love helping them find just that. One of the things I finished this year was the Leadership Hunterdon program, which was a pleasure to go through. I learned a lot about the county, and I graduated in June. And as a result of that, I am now involved in the Hunterdon County Tourism Board, where it's just that, to attract people into the county. And what we're witnessing is that the millennials, the under 35s, have a tendency, once they have a four-year degree, to leave. And the over 65s have a tendency, and they sort of go to the west where the under 35s are going to the east, and they get into Pennsylvania and maybe Delaware where it's a little cheaper to live, or even the Carolinas. And then we got the people in between, the 35 to 65, and they're just gradually getting older, and I've just passed through the end of that. I'm now officially a senior. As I said, 10 years I couldn't spell senior 10 years ago. Now I are one. And once again, my name is Joe Peters. I'm with Weichert. I'd love to hear from you, 908-238-0118, and I would like to help you achieve your goal and dream. Visit my site, jpeters.com. You'll find a ton of information, and I do two different radio programs. One I do to Real Estate Matters, which is the show we've just finished, and the other was my 55-plus, where I work with people and subject matters that are of interest to the people who are getting into their senior years, and we get into all sorts of things in that program, including some of the options of Social Security, Medicare, how to plan the end of your life through a funeral and cremation, how to actually consider maybe we did one on gray divorce, people getting divorced. I mean, there's go to my channel, Be It Real Estate. I've got replays of a lot of my old shows under that, and under the 55 Plus tab, there's a replay of about a dozen different of those where you can just sit and listen to it in your leisure. Joe Peters at Weichert, I appreciate you joining me. I'm going to be gone on vacation for the next 2 weeks. I'll probably come back with a Canadian accent by the time of that, eh? But we're going to take a little time off, and I will be back the last week in September with a 55 Plus show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm going to play my commercial one more time and then go on to the news.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process food technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
USA Radio News with Russ Jones.
It is a bittersweet moment. I wish I had more time chronologically. I wish I had many more years to stay and deal with the issues that we've talked about that are facing this city, facing my profession, facing this country. But I don't.
New York City Police Commissioner Bill Bratton stepping down from his post next month to accept a position in the private sector. Bratton made a surprise announcement at a City Hall press conference earlier. Bratton says he told the mayor about his decision to leave on July 8th after a press conference on crime stats.
After I picked him up off the floor and got him on my couch, that we had a two-hour conversation and talked about where I was going, why, talked about transition.
Bratton will be replaced by Chief of Department James O'Neill, who has spent over 30 years in the New York Police Department. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by S.C. Johnson. Mosquitoes. We all know they can cause itchy, irritating bites during the summer season. But did you know only female mosquitoes bite your skin? Or that the chemicals in your breath can attract mosquitoes? Scientists at the S.C. Johnson Entomology Research Center have been studying insects for 60 years and have found that body chemistry, proximity to water, and the color of your clothing can make a difference if you want to avoid bites. Dr. Maud Meyer, an S.C. Johnson bug expert, is here to share some tips to help you protect your family from mosquitoes this summer.
Our research at S.C. Johnson shows that personal repellents that contain DEET offer the best protection against mosquito bites. DEET affects the scent receptors in mosquitoes,